okuyisikhathi senobalaleli lapho esilipha khona ithuba lokutsho iloba yini okusenhliziyweni zenu.
Angibulise msakazi, nguye ngibulise labazali ezizwalane zeZimbabwe kanye umhlaba wonke olaleleyo kulesi sikhathi. Igama uBK umfama Hadani phuma le enkaya yilana nje eSouth Africa ngenxa yombuso weZANU PF owehlulekayo. Manje sengize ngikhulile, abantwana bami manje sebeze bekhulile, akulani leshintshayo eZimbabwe. Hhayi, siyacela bakithi ukuthi amazwi wonke asemhlabeni bakithi akakhalele kanye lathi bakithi, nedi ngingazwakala ngoba kunini abantu beZimbabwe bekhala kodwa abazwakali, ukukhala kwabo akuzwakali. Basicindezela makhala babuye bejike bona bethi bona umbuso uright, akuna kuhlukuluzwa ngale ekhaya, akuna kuhlukuluzwa, abantu behlukuluzwa kangaka. Hawu Nkosi yami, abazweli kwalani nkathi bona abantu abanjani bakithi? Ngosibathane mhlobo bani Nkosi yami, sorry for ukubabiza ngale ndlela, kodwa ngendlela abenza ngakhona uyabona ukuthi laba ngamathakathi abathathi bokugcina, engakwazi ukuthi ngababiza ngithini ngoba abanazwelo. Bona izilongo beright, le mdeni yabo yonke into iright, kubo uright. Bancindezela abanye abantu abaswelayo, abantu abahluphekayo, mabekhala bekhala ngokwenzakala ekhaya, bathi abantu bazenzisa isimo siright. Yini yokodwa yona leyo? Ngemva kweminyaka emingaka abantu bekhala ngombuso weZANU PF bona bethi kuright. Hhayi, ngibuhlungu ngayo ngokuzwa la bantu abakhuluma ngale ndlela, ngoba bona bethola isinkwa lesi abasithola mihla ngamalanga kona kuZANU PF, umbuso wabo lo hhayi udodi lo. Ngiyabonga msakazi uBK Mahadani.
Salubonani basakazi be-Studio 7. Ngingajabula kakhulu nxa i-audio yami lami ingasakazwa lapha. Mina basakazi ngukhethwe Bebe, ngikhuluma ngisekaburoni. Bengicelani ukubuza ukuthi i-Britain yebo siyayibona ifakele iziphathamandla zikahulumende izijeziso, ama-sanctions. So mina ngicelani ukubuza ukuthi kathi njengoba kusukela iZANU iphatha ilizwe, akuna sikhathi iZANU yake yangephula ilungelo labantu? Umbhuqazwe uthayile babulawa njengempukane amaNdebele, kuhlinzwa omama abazithweleyo, abantu bephoselwa emgodini bephila, ayizange yasukuma iBritain. Kuyini asebekwenzile okuyikhono okwenza kubanikinye ngale eBritain osekumangalisa? Into yeBritain ngicelani siyikhangele ngelinye futhi ilihlo. Siyayibona iBritain iqala ukusukuma ngemva kwendaba yomhlabathi. Before indaba yomhlabathi asizange siyibone thina iBritain izokhuluma ngokwephulwa kwelungelo lobantu. Yebo, iZANU uvele ibile phula ilungelo from ilanga lokuqala, babulala abantu. Lamanje iUnited Nations ayikunanzeleli esingathi ikuku-recognize ukuthi i-background yayiyi-genocide. Kwenziwa yini khonokho ukuthi yona iBritain iyi-superpower yehluleke ukurecognize umbhuqazwe njenge-genocide? Yiwo umbuzo wami basakazi. Ngingajabula kakhulu ukuba i-audio yami leyi izwakale la.
Salubonani emsakazini, lunjani khona ngapha ekhaya? Ngifuna ngiseGoli, ngicela usizo emsakazweni. Igama lami nguSimanga Liphi Ncube waseKhezi. Ngahlangana nobhuti ngo-1984, 85 sanyamalelana. So masinyamalelane ngo-85 nganginomntwana ona-3 months. Uyise wahamba, uyise wayengowaseGweru, ngangakaze ngiyekini. So sasihlala koBulawayo, ngihlala e-Hillside, mina ngihlala e-Luveve High, ngihlala kunosisi wami. Wanyamalela wahamba kibo, engazange watsho ukuthi sayahamba kibo ngingakwazi. Ngasala nomntwana ongumfana, mansele nomntana akhe ongumfana omunye wayehambelayo, wayengathi uyisidalwa. Uma ehambe nalowo mntwana zange saphinda sakhontakthana kuze kube yanamhlanje. Lowo mntana akhe ongumfana uyangisokolisa kakhulu. Engisokolisa usefuna abakimi, angikwazi nokuthi ngingabafunaphi. Ma efuna abakibo, angikwazi ukuthi ngizobafunaphi. So bengicela usizo, ningifunise uJohn Banda. waye ngasegqwetha mini gama lami ngingusimanga liphincube wasekhezi nahamba nohebhethi kana kwayene 3 months ohebhethi so uma kukhona mhlawumbe abakibo abezwayo or yena usaphila njengoba isikhathi sesiside kangaka sagcinana ngo-1985 or usaphila ma izihlobo zakhe zisizwa ngicela lingisize ngoba ngenzela umntwana ufuna ukuthola abakibo kunzima empilweni yakhe so nani bomsakazi ngicela lingincedise lingifunise ma limtholile oro othuna uyazi abakibo oro unendlela angifonele kuyena leyi namba yami ekuwhatsapp or angiwhatsappele kuyena leyi namba
inombolo zikasimangalithi Ncube ngeza kwele South Africa njalo zithi +277 333 111 990 ngiyaphinda njalo +277 333 111 990 lingasiza abamaziyo uyise wendodana yakhe lawe mlaleli uvunyelwe ukusithumela umlayezo wakho nge-WhatsApp unombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318